The quilt is relatively large and an imperfect square shape, measuring just over 6.5 feet on each side. It has a rough cut perimeter and is constructed with leftover or scrap pieces of used fabric. In the museum, it lies flat, low to the ground, so viewers look down at it from above. The quilt is made up of colored rectangles that outline the borders and work their way concentrically towards the center. Most of the rectangular sections are uniformly colored, except for one long one at the bottom border, which is a plaid made up of coral pink lines and light blue squares. This plaid rectangle is made up of 4 pieces and sewn together, creating irregularities in the pattern and the panel as a whole. The remaining 3 edges of the quilt are each lined with a solid color, navy at the top, army green down the right, and gray down the left. At the center of the quilt is a light blue square, which serves as a point around which other fabric squares and rectangles are constructed. A solid maroon square of fabric surrounds this blue center. Above and below the maroon are yellow cotton strips. Forming the 3rd concentric layer above the yellow strips are peach-colored panels. To the right and left of the maroon square are dark denim strips. Blues are the most prominent colors, with several shades of denim and lighter blues present. This inventory of fabrics appears again in the outer parts of the overall concentric square pattern. Sometimes they join other color panels at the corner, creating a staircase form in the upper left. Elsewhere, several distinct colors are stitched together to form a single long rectangular panel. The fabric pieces, though they look rectangular, are not cut in perfectly straight lines, nor are the pieces always pulled tight and flat. The edges of the entire quilt are uneven also, with the left edge pulling towards the center, forming a bent appearance. The top, right, and bottom edges are straighter. Blues are the most prominent colors, with several shades of denim and lighter blues present. This inventory of fabrics appears again in the outer parts of the overall concentric square pattern. Sometimes they join other color panels at the corner, creating a staircase form in the upper left. Elsewhere, several distinct colors are stitched together to form a single long rectangular panel. The fabric pieces, though they look rectangular, are not cut in perfectly straight lines, nor are the pieces always pulled tight and flat. The edges of the entire quilt are uneven also, with the left edge pulling towards the center, forming a bent appearance. The top, right, and bottom edges are straighter. A visible white stitching in a basic running stitch moves primarily horizontally throughout the quilt. The stitches vary in length and do not form perfectly straight lines, giving the quilt a freehand effect. In smaller rectangles at the top right and top left corners, the stitches move vertically. The effects of time and wear are obvious on this piece, as there are heavy wrinkles and spots of discoloration, which are especially apparent on the darker colors, where the creases have become lighter. In some places, the tucked fabric between panels, which was folded under, has come undone.